Welcome to the Ask an Innovator Spotlight Series, a podcast brought to you by City Innovation Labs, where we discuss your most pressing and interesting innovation questions in less than 10 minutes. How do I collect innovative ideas on projects?
So this is a very interesting one because I think a lot of organizations, if they're large, they have some place to say, hey, here's a place to submit new ideas. And so that can be a good thing. It can also be a bad thing. It's a good thing if it's done well. The biggest problem is communication back to the people that are submitting the ideas. Because if you're not careful about how you're doing it, oftentimes people, if they hear no communication back, will stop trusting the process because they'll think it's just going into the ether, right? And that their ideas don't matter. Or if their idea isn't chosen, they're going to think that, well, I guess I'm just not smart enough to think about innovation. So I think it needs to be some kind of submission process with a lot of communication backward. But I also think one way to collect innovative ideas is really to have the innovation team or an innovation champion or set of champions that really have been trained in how to facilitate innovation workshops. So innovation workshops are a great place to where you can invite people from different departments and generate cross-departmental ideas. You can rotate the different people that are involved in these sessions and give everyone an opportunity to really generate new ideas for their particular department that might help them. Then once those ideas have been generated, you can even have a prototyping workshop. And so that workshop could even help prototype rapidly some of those ideas and taking them, if they're digital ideas, taking them even a step further with our prototyping team and prototyping those out. So that's really how you can involve everyone is these workshops so that they feel like they're a part, because the idea is you want to create also an innovative culture that it's not just a submission form where they're submitting their idea and it's going to the ether and they don't feel like their ideas matter or are valued. These workshops help generate a lot of excitement, right? And they help generate, hey, there's actually something that could happen that could bring it to another step. And there's collaboration and there's a bunch of people working together rather than just these independent forms being submitted.
A lot of companies may ask, we have a ton of people, we have a ton of ideas in our organization. They all come in from different places. How do we evaluate these innovation ideas? How do we pick the right ones?
So really, I think this is a loaded question because I could probably talk for a good half hour, hour on just this subject alone. But a couple thoughts here is a ton of ideas in our organization come from a lot of different places. So I think the first thing is when you're establishing it kind of an innovation practice in your organization is coming up with an understanding of an innovation funnel to say, how are people submitting ideas? You know, if they're coming from everywhere, how do you funnel them to a specific spot so that they can be organized, first of all, so you can evaluate these innovation ideas. So in larger organizations, this is obviously problematic. Smaller organizations, you could do something as simple as a Google spreadsheet or, you know, something quick and dirty. But when you're talking about organizations that have thousands of people, it becomes really challenging when you have a lot of these people having all these ideas, right? So then you need to start thinking about how can you distribute a lot of these innovation ideas to innovation champions within each of these groups, and then evaluating those ideas and then sending those ideas up to another kind of group that can evaluate them. So evaluation is often done in a group of people. It shouldn't be done in isolation. It should be done together across multiple different departments where you can kind of present a case when you start to gather these innovation ideas together, where you need to have the right factors in place to discuss why they believe it would have a certain ROI, so a return on investment. And then basically there's a different mechanisms, but usually what I would propose is something like a voting mechanism where everyone is involved in this, everyone meaning a small group of people is involved in maybe a meeting setting where they have all the ideas kind of pasted around the wall that have already been narrowed down from these different departments. They're doing similar exercises where effectively people get voting stickers to where they get a limited amount of these stickers where they would put the stickers on these different ideas. Some of them would be, hey, I like this idea. This is a really cool idea. And another sticker might be, this is limiting to about three of these. I think these would be the most successful. So once you start voting and you start to go around the room, you start to see visually which ideas are the most worthwhile and because they have the most stickers on them. So then you can start to take the ones down after this voting exercise and discuss them and start to flesh them out more. So really, it should be a group exercise. It shouldn't be one done in isolation, because a lot of times one person doesn't have a clear view of the entire organization. So you need almost some semblance of a leadership team being able to come in and help vote on some of these ideas. And again, it needs to become more of a funnel process, because they shouldn't be responsible for funneling all of the innovation ideas, because that could be a full-time job and it could be extremely overwhelming. They have other jobs too. So it needs to be some kind of formalized process where that load of doing that validation and doing that evaluation of all these different ideas needs to be done by multiple groups before it hits a leadership team. So there's a very specific process that we would help companies do this. So if you're interested, reach out to City Innovation Labs. We can set up even a workshop to show you the specific process, but it involves voting and involves a very formalized approach to validating these different ideas.
Thank you so much for listening. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer on the next mini episode? Email us at askaninnovator@cityinnovationlabs.com. This mini series was sponsored by City Innovation Labs.